welcome everyone to the Sheila Show. I'm Sheila Gale, your host, and so glad to be here. Here is where we interview some of the world's top visionaries, leaders, teachers, and healers, people that are really helping us get through these difficult, intense, and exciting times. And this hour is brought to you by Access Consciousness. To find out more and find out how does it get any better than this, go to accessconsciousness.com. My guest is Susanna Mittermeier. She was born in Austria, and she's working as a clinical psychologist in Sweden. She is truly an inspiration to everyone she comes in contact with. Her patients come to her for an array of issues that they have: personal growth, anxiety, depression, relationships, also ADHD, autism, bipolar, Asperger's, just to name a few. Now, Susanna combines traditional psychotherapy as well as tools of Access Consciousness to invite her patients to have more peace and ease with themselves, to enjoy living and generate and create their lives as greater than what they thought was possible. So Susanna started as a psychologist in 2007 in Sweden, and she realized that the traditional methods weren't working as well. So something happened, and she said something's got to change. She actually made a demand of the universe, and something did happen. And she's going to tell us what happened and what she uses now to help to have these people realize who they truly are and how amazing they truly are. So Susanna, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now, we met recently in Costa Rica, and it was just such a pleasure to meet you and hear your story and what a difference you're making on the planet. So kind of describe to me how it was for you with your patients and clients before you found the work that you found, and what's different now.
Yeah, so when I started out, it already started when I started to become a psychologist. I always wanted to make a difference in the world or be a difference in the world. That was always something I was looking for. And what matched most that possibility at that time, what I found, was studying to become a psychologist. So I studied, and what I found in all my education was not really what matched what I knew. So what I found out is what I know is possible as far as changing is concerned is so different than what I've learned in my education. So when I started to work as a psychologist, man, it was just so straining to have patience and to facilitate change the way I've been taught to facilitate change. I would be so tired at the end of the days. I would be so tired on the weekends. I remember that there was almost no time and for no energy for me to do some other fun stuff. So what, can you hear me all right? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. You sound fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Fine. I just wanted to check. So,
sure.
So what showed up when I facilitated the way I was taught was that there was always a way of looking for the wrongness, something what didn't work for people, what was wrong with them. There was always looking for a problem and agreeing and aligning to the point of view that there is a problem going on, and a way of looking for how to fix it. And it would be up to me as the therapist to fix the problem and to look what, you know, what can we change here. So that would be, that perspective of changing and facilitating change was just very, very, taking a lot of energy, was very straining. And I didn't have fun, which was the main thing for me, because I knew I was coming here on this planet to have fun and to show myself and other people a different possibility. And, you know, why not have fun at the same time? And working that way was very, very, very straining. So I was like, okay, so this has to change. This way of facilitating change has to change. So I had that demand. And I said to the universe, either something else shows up or I'm looking for a different profession. I'm looking for a different way of living. So, and after making that demand, it didn't take long until something different showed up. And that is just one of the things that I'm so grateful for becoming aware of, that when we are making the demand, as soon as we're demanding, this has to change, there's always something different showing up. Maybe not in the way that we think it does or that we, you know, project it would be, but there's always something different showing up. And that is one of the most amazing things that I found out, like make a demand for something to change and receive what the universe is willing to give to you. So that's how my major change in my world, in my universe showed up when I made the demand, hey, universe, this has to change. Because I was not happy. I was frustrated. I started to get depressed myself. And, you know, a depressed psychologist trying to help depressed people is not a
pretty picture.
So was that when you discovered the Access Consciousness tools?
Mm-hmm. So not so long after that, there was a lady from the States coming to Sweden and teaching the Access Consciousness tools. And at that time, I just heard, you know, there's this lady coming, and I had no idea what it was. I just knew I had to be there. It just matched somehow the energy that I was asking for, the difference I was asking for. So, yeah, that's how it started. And I took my first classes. And already after my first birth class, I just knew, wow, this is such a different possibility. This is such a different perspective of looking on the world, looking upon change. And I just knew, okay, there is something in here for me. And so, yeah.
Susanna, I remember that you told me a story when I met you about one of your patients or clients, well, I don't know what you call them, who, before you learned about the tools, you mentioned how she was, I believe, depressed and suicidal and didn't speak. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the story about what happened after you started using these new tools?
So I met her before I started with using the Access tools in my work as a psychologist. This patient, she would be extremely depressed. She wouldn't talk, and she was dying, you know. So, and I did a lot of other work on her. She had doctors contact. She had all kinds of help, and I did psychotherapy on her. And nothing would change anything. So I just asked. So I asked the question, so universe, help me out here. What would really facilitate some change for this person? And what I got aware of, I just got the awareness of do bars on her. And so I told her, hey, you know, I have this thing called the bars. It's these 32 points on the head, and you just lie on your back and you receive this treatment. Would you be open to that? And she says, yes. And I do the bars on her, and during the session, she just lies there and doesn't talk and just receives. And, well, I don't really get any feedback on what's going on. So the next week thereafter, she comes into the office and she sits down and she starts to talk. I'm like, wow. Just, you know, for most people, talking is not a big thing, but for a person who just, you know, didn't talk at all and was, you know, about to give up her life, she started to talk. And what she talked about was that she became aware of that when she was a child, she was sexually abused, which was nothing that she was cognitively aware of, but that somewhere, you know, she became aware of it after the bar session. And she talked to her mom about it, and her mom confirmed that, yes, that's what happened, but nobody talked about it because that was their way of dealing with it. So we started to talk about it, and she started to connect to her body again. She started to, you know, see that, oh, maybe there is something worth living for. And now this woman is, you know, she's smiling, she's laughing, she's living, she's working, and wow, just surprised.
How does it get better than that? That's amazing.
Possible.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Susanna Mittermeier. She is a clinical psychologist living in Sweden. She also teaches access classes and bars classes worldwide. If you are in a country, wherever you are in a country or a state, and you want to find out more about the bars, healing modality, or the Access Consciousness tools, you can go to her website, which is beautiful.com, YOUTIFUL. Susanna, I wanted to mention, I just got back from New York City, and I led a foundation class there, and there were two different people that were in my class. One of them is a psychologist for the school system in Yonkers, where she's responsible for 23,000 children, 3,000 teachers. And this woman was actually suicidal as well, because she couldn't believe how many kids were falling through the cracks, kids that were abused, that were bullied, that had gone from foster home to foster home, that were addicted, that were, very suicidal. And this work has completely changed her life. And there was another woman there also who actually attempted to take her life and had no pulse, was actually flatlined again because she, we're talking about creating change in the world. There's a lot of apathy on the planet. I couldn't believe how much there was in New York City. Wow. So it's so great that, you know, you and I both have that awareness, and you be, you know, working with people in the, you know, mental health area. So, tell me more about this different perspective on sort of mental illness, and what is your idea for greater ease?
Yeah. So what I got aware of is instead of – because the people who have, quote-unquote, mental illnesses, whatever that means, you know, so they have the point of view that something is wrong with them. And people who have diagnosed them also project the point of view upon them that there's something wrong with them, which is called different things, like diagnosis, bipolar, personality disorders, whatever you want to call it. So this is basically a sum-up name for there's something wrong with you. And patients usually go, okay, cool, there's something wrong with me. So there's a way of agreeing and aligning with the point of view that something is that they're sick or mentally ill or whatever. What I found out actually is the case when I met my patients and just looked from, okay, really, just started to ask questions to really, are they really mentally ill or what else is going on here? So when I started to ask the question and looking from a different perspective, what I found out and what just surprised me was the amazing brilliance of these people, a total misunderstanding of who they truly are. So I would find these amazing, brilliant people with a major heightened awareness of what was going on around them. I found out that depressed people have an amazing, huge awareness of what was going on in this reality and how limited this reality is from what limitations this reality is functioning from. So these people are simply hugely aware of what is going on around them and have a different awareness of what actually is possible that does not really match this reality's point of view. So they're simply different. But the thing is, they're making themselves wrong, that's trying to fit in, and the way of fitting in is taking drugs or whatever way of cutting off your awareness, because most people haven't learned how to handle their awareness and their heightened awareness. And that's very obvious in people with depressions or anxiety or people with ADHD, autism, Asperger's. These people are very often very, very brilliant people who simply are extremely aware but haven't learned how to handle their awareness.
Right, and probably haven't been ever had anybody receive their brilliance because they've been so labeled as different or wrong or damaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
This is so paramount. This is so pivotal in what's going on the planet and where we're headed. I'm so excited that you're here, that you're helping people with this work, and that we're waking up to the truth. You know, that we're not wrong.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with us.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is one of the most main things that people that I work with, my patients, become aware of, that wow, there's actually nothing wrong with me. I'm just different. And then they start asking questions. Okay, so now what is possible? Now how can I use my difference to my advantage? Now how can I start generating and creating my life? So it's just so amazing to hear people I work with just really say that out loud. Like, what? I thought I was weak. I thought I was pathetic. I thought there was so much wrong with me. But wow, there actually isn't. And that is so amazing to see, because we have to get over our point of view about there's something wrong with us. Whether we are patients or therapists or whoever we are, we really have to start getting over the point of view there's anything wrong with us. Because that is just a point of view. That is just, you know, agreeing and aligning to that there actually is a limitation, that there actually is a problem. Is there really a problem? Or is that just a creation? And what would be possible if we would get over that and start seeing who we truly are and start really generating and creating our lives? Wow, what a different reality that would be. And what would it take?
Wow. How rewarding it must be for you now compared to the way it used to be.
Yes. Yeah, it
is.
You
get to actually see people have these aha moments and watch them completely probably transform in front of you. Do you have any examples, or give me, an idea of what's going on with you in your office with these people?
Oh, well, so usually the people I meet, I'm working in a psychiatry office, so people I meet usually have had a lot of contact with psych ward or other kind of organizations inside of the system. So they would come and would be, have a lot of points of view about them being wrong, being depressed, and having a lot of fixed points of view already in place of how they're functioning, what is wrong with them. And so the way that I go about when I meet them is just, asking them questions. So what is really going on? And before I even meet the patient, I ask the question, so what energy space and consciousness can I be here to allow me to facilitate the greatest change? And I do not have a point of view how to go about what I do. I don't have a point of view of what I should say or what I should, how the session should be, which I had before. So when I learned like traditional work, I would have kind of a manual or some kind of reference point, what to say, what to do, or what the session should be about. I don't have that anymore. I just ask, so what change can I facilitate here? And being that space just allows me to be really present with the person in front of me. It just allows me to really hear, so what is really going on here? And then they would tell me their stories, and they would tell me why there's something wrong with them and all the reasons and justifications. And I would, and just being present with that and not agreeing and aligning to that there is something wrong with them or resisting and reacting, just going, okay, wow, interesting point of view that they have this point of view about themselves. Just being that space allows them to go, whoa, wait a minute. Here's a person in front of me who actually does not agree in the line that there's something wrong with me. There's something different going on here. And just meeting somebody who approaches them differently makes them go into question. So they're like, so what is really going on with me here? So they're starting to ask questions about what's going on with them instead of just perpetrating their story over and over again. They start to ask questions. Wow. Because as soon as we start asking questions, we can look at things in a different perspective. When we have the hallway, like everything is just, you can just see straight ahead and nothing else is possible. And then you start asking questions, and doors to the right open, doors to the left open, and you just see all different kinds of possibilities that are also available that we might not have seen when we do not ask a question. So just that little thing changes the world, and change is just so much easier and faster nowadays using simple tools and having a different perspective. And I have to tell you, it's so much fun. Yeah,
it must be amazing. I know, I don't know about in Sweden or Austria, where you have lived and worked. In the United States, it seems that bipolar is like the new in diagnosis. As a matter of fact, I met a man who was 85 years old and said, "Hey, I just found out that not only am I an alcoholic, I just found out that I'm also bipolar." So they seem to use that word a lot lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Well, in Sweden, it's more ADHD that's in right now. Well, there have always been some kind of diagnosis that's the thing at the moment. So it's funny. It's like, I know, and I meet people too where they go, "Hi, my name is this and this, and I am this and this." You know, it's this amazing identification with one's diagnosis, like that would solve some problems. It's really interesting. So we have a lot of ADHD going on, and bipolar too. And I actually have I just had a patient with bipolar, and it's supposed to be disease that's not curable, it's not changeable.
Right.
And so I had this patient, and we were looking at, okay, so she had been diagnosed with bipolar when she was a little child or a teenager, I think, something like this. And she came to me and said, "Well, I'm bipolar, and I have my ups and downs." And so we were looking at that and asking some questions, and she received bars. And then after a couple of times, she met the doctor again, and he says, "That is so weird. You do not fit the diagnosis anymore. And that is not supposed to happen. That is totally impossible." So his point of view was, "I think they have given you the wrong diagnosis when you were a child, because you don't fit the diagnosis anymore, and that is not possible." So in his world, you know, just having so much change going on was not possible. So he had to find a reason and justification for that to, you know, be possible in his world.
To make
world.
Sense or something.
So that's really, so,
to fit it into his
make
box.
Make sense, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Susanna, you know, you mentioned the bars. We can tell a lot of the listeners do know about what the bars are. You can maybe explain it a little more. Before you do, I just want to let you know that the two of these people that I recently met, one that was thinking of suicide and the other one that actually attempted it, had been diagnosed with so many different mental, you know, from depression to bipolar to so many things, and medicated, and not just Western, but also tried other holistic things, and, you know, Eastern, Western, Northern, Southern, I say. And both of them specifically said the only thing that made a difference was that somebody ran their bars, and that's when they started to get better. So why don't you explain a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, so funny trying to explain what happens when we're getting our bars run. It's always a challenge trying to put words to that. But let me see what's possible here. So bars, it's just 32 points in the head, and you just lie and receive somebody touching those points on your head. And what happens is it's like putting the delete button on your computer files. So all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, considerations, points of views, projections, expectations, separations about anything in your life, any issue, any point of view, any area of your life, whether it's relationship or your body or whatever, your anxiety, whatever point of view you have, it gets erased simply by the willingness to have a different possibility. And it's also a way of connecting the being and the body to each other, with each other. So it's like reminding you that you have a choice a choice to change. And that is with all the work, whether it's bars or other access tools, it's reminding you of the possibility that you have the choice of changing, that it's up to you to choose, okay, this has to change. I've been living my life this way for so long, and this has to change now. So the bars and all the access tools are all a way of just reminding you that, hey, you have the power and the potency to change whatever is going on in your life. So that's a little short description of bars. And
I often describe it as deleting the spam. Kind of, but it is interesting, and it really, and as Susanna was saying, just this simple, it's not even a, you know, like a massage, it's just holding the points, certain points on the head in a specific way where there's something happens and you're different and there's more space and more awareness. Yeah, it's quite wonderful. And but to hear that in those kind of cases where people were so, you know, in pain and diagnosed with these and having these, you know, it's just great to know that we can do that without having to just medicate people all the time.
Yeah. And you know, one big, exactly that we, and the one big thing that had shown up with all the patients that I've given bars to is, because bars is about the willingness to receive. It's about training the willingness to receive, because we also used to doing things by ourselves. Oh, I have to do this by myself. I have to be really good and handle this by myself. So bars is a way of training to receive, allowing yourself to receive more than you have ever before. And
let's talk about receiving. Let's talk about how we receive on this planet, or rather don't receive on this planet.
We're not. Yeah, exactly. So receiving is not most people's best talent and ability. And most people rather do than receive or be. I have to get this done. I have to get this handled. I have to get this fixed. So, you know, and then you have the list of, okay, this is what I have to do today and to do and to do and to do. We all know that, you know. We all go through our lives and having to do. And instead of allowing ourselves to be and receive. And that starts with the question, just, okay, so what can I be and receive today? What possibilities are available today? And asking the question also implies us to allow ourselves to receive the possibilities that are available. So what I see with my patients is they usually come in and are not at all used to receiving or have ever heard about the possibility of receiving. So when I do the bars on them, I just perceive their bodies going, they're just totally relaxed and like, wow, I had no idea that was possible. I just hear their bodies saying, wow, thank you so much. I had no idea that level of receiving is possible. Because that is also a level of caring. A level of being willing to being cared for and caring for yourself. It's a choice of, wow, I'm just going to lie there right now and just receiving somebody gifting to me without having a point of view what it is and what it's supposed to be, without having a point of view about the result or what it's supposed to show up as. They're like, okay, something has to change. I don't have a point of view what it is. I'm just willing to lie there and to receive. And then when they get up, I hear them just, you know, sometimes they don't even talk because they're like so grateful and just so wow over the different possibility of being and receiving after having had their bars run. And sometimes I hear them saying, wow, that was so different, and such a gratitude for what is possible. That is beyond, you know, that is so much beyond all the thoughts and the feelings, because they're used to, oh, I feel bad, or I have these thoughts in my head, or I should think positively, or I think should think differently, because all the other modalities tell you, you know, a lot about feelings and a lot about emotions and a lot about thinking and cognitions and all that. And here is just, you know, here getting your bars run or getting in, getting using all the other access tools or whatever, it's just no point of view about what you should think or what you should feel. It's just, you know, just be. And it's just a totally different reality of just allowing the person just be and receive themselves. And this is something that's not really easy to put into words. It's just something that's beyond the polarity of this reality, that not many people have had the possibility to perceive or come to contact with.
I totally get that. Susanna Mittermeier is our guest. She is a clinical psychologist that lives in Sweden, and she is doing amazing work with a lot of patients that have been diagnosed with ADHD, ADD, autism, anxiety, depression. She is using cutting-edge tools and processes that are making a huge difference in these people's lives using some of these access consciousness tools. Susanna also has classes and private sessions for you to have more ease with yourself, your body, your life, and have lots of fun. You can go to her website. It's B, and then it's hyphen, beautiful, YOUTIFUL.com, beautiful.com. And we're so glad that you're with us. Your website says be you and change the world. You know, it is very different how we, all of us, you know, not just those patients, but I think worldwide, we have lived for so long living through our feelings, and I think this, and our emotions, and thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And it's just, I look at it as a dog chasing his tail, you know, around and around and around and around, looking for answers. What's wrong with me? How can I get better? And you mentioned the polarity or the duality. Well, this is right. This is wrong. You're talking about being in a whole different way. That is, it's not, this is simple. It's not, but it just takes an awareness. It's kind of like, I look at it as like using muscles that we've never used before. So we have to practice so that we don't go back to that insane asylum that we call our reality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's beautifully put, yes. Yeah. So that is something that is,
Yeah, go ahead. Your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, it's just so amazing to see what a different possibility is available going beyond all that. Because all the psychology education is making thoughts, feelings, and emotions and all of those things very significant, as though that's all there is. And there's so much more available. We're so much greater than our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And there's so much more available for everybody. And just stepping into that and being that, wow, it's a totally different reality and a totally different world. Yes.
So also, you do one-on-one sessions with people. Are you available, like, on Skype or the Internet?
Mm-hmm. So it's in a different country. During Skype, yes, yeah.
So they can get that information on your website, correct?
Yes, they can. Yes, absolutely. On my website, there is an email address, so you can just email me and you can get all the information about Skype or whatever else is possible. Yes.
So tell us about your class that called Right Voice for You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Right Voice class. Yeah, they're really fun. They're using the access tools so usually those classes are live classes where we have a stage and I ask people to get on stage and sing or speak in front of the audience. And that is just so amazing because it brings up so much judgments about themselves when people step up on the stage. They're just becoming aware of how much they're judging themselves and where, and they have the possibility to just let that go and step beyond that and allowing themselves to be seen and heard of other people, which is, and we're using the access tools to change whatever's going on for people. And the amazing thing is then people just open their mouth and either sing or speak, and what comes out is just so amazing. They often surprise themselves about, wow, I didn't know I had that. I didn't know that was possible for me. I didn't know that, you know, would come out of me. So it's really amazing. It's just going beyond the limitations that people place on themselves and just stepping out and being so much more of themselves. And I also have that class online. I'm going to have a teleclass, 4-week teleclass about that.
So about what, sweetie? About what is it?
Right voice.
Oh, okay. I see. You have some coming up.
Yeah.
So I'll have some coming up.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, online as well. Wonderful. Yeah. And so what else are you excited about?
Oh, I'm going to start a 6-week telecall on February 2nd called Creating Change in Your World, which is about what is a different perspective of change. And it's for everybody who's willing to facilitate change for themselves or for other people. It's also for people who are psychologists, teachers, therapist, doctors, whoever is willing to facilitate change. And it's about more about what is possible with the access tools and facilitating change for yourself and others. Yeah,
that's
so that
a great idea to get in the, to get some of the psychologists and so-called doctors and psychiatrists, get them on a different page, because boy, we've been doing something the same way for a long time. You know, Susanna, I not only have had lots of therapy, I spent 6 years with a Freudian psychiatrist every week, and I would feel worse about my life each week after I left that office than the week before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I must have paid half of his house payment for him. And it's just amazing what we put ourselves through. I will tell you that nothing has, made a greater change in my life than these tools that you're talking about, these access tools. It is quite, and I think the planet is ready. Everyone knows we're ready for something different. And it's my point of view that this is a great modality to, you know, assist and support in that great change that's needed on the planet with everyone.
Yeah, I know. It's really so amazing to see, because what I always used to think for myself, and when I started to do this education, psychology education, is that looking for the wrongness or looking what is not working and looking for the cause, which is trying to understand why something doesn't work, that would solve something, that would change something. I had that point of view for a long, long, long time, that if I just find the one thing or some things that are causing my problems, whether they're in my childhood or whether they are, you know, in the now or whatever, that would solve anything. And that is such a fixed point of view that people have in this reality, that if we just find the one thing that is causing all that, then it's going to be solved. But does it really work? You know?
Sure hasn't for me.
It never really works. No, and the people that I meet, it never really works, you know, because as soon as they find one thing, they find another thing, and they find another thing, and another thing, and it never ends. As though there's a cost to things instead of just, wow, huh. So how much did we all create our own problems? And the good news is, if we're the creator of our problems, guess who can change it? We can. And that is just so great. And just reminding ourselves of the power and potency to change, and being able to change whatever we have created, that is just a totally different reality and possibility.
Wow. So when you go to work at your job, at your career, when you see these different people, what about the other psychologists or psychiatrists? Are they open to what you're doing? Are they interested?
So far, I haven't had so many questions of what I'm doing. It's more like they know I'm doing something different. They know I'm doing something different, and they're in allowance of that. And I have also had colleagues who had transferred patients to me to doing bars and to doing whatever the tools that I'm using. And they had the patients for their traditional work, and I had the same patient for using the access tools and bars. And that would just totally contribute to each other. So that was really amazing to play with that kind of constellation. So, and
yeah,
what that...
Go ahead.
Yeah. So what that resulted into was that they didn't require the psychotherapy anymore. So they had psychotherapy length was shortened. And so the patient was so much better after a shorter time. So that was a great contribution to each other.
That's wonderful. I just had this idea. So I think that what happens a lot of times is with a lot of very educated people especially, I found this with very, very educated, highly educated people and also very spiritual people, that they will notice that something's different and, wow, you know, they're sensing it, but they don't dare ask about it because they're kind of their egos, you know, they don't want to think that there's a different way that they don't know about, that they should know it all, that they have all the answers.
Yes.
You ever find that?
I know, and and I know it for myself too. So when I started Access, so first I was like, oh no, another modality, you know, telling me what to do, and you know, wow, really. And then I found out, okay, so no, it does not tell me what to do. And still there was a resistance from my side to Access, because it would so much match of what I truly knew was possible. And it required me to step into a potency and a power that I was not willing to have at that time. So I had a lot of resistance. And I think that is also something that's going on for a lot of people, because what these tools access are that totally different reality where we all have the power and the potency to create our reality and to change whatever's going on and facilitate others in doing that with ease. And being willing to step into that challenges totally of what we have defined as true and real in this reality, what we have made so dear to us. So it's a challenge. It totally questions everything that you think is real and turns it upside down. And, yeah, it's not comfortable at all.
And I know, as Gary said in the beginning, you know, this awareness, becoming more and more aware of who you are, how phenomenal you are, how powerful you are, what you can create and generate. At first, it can be very uncomfortable, and then it can be a little uncomfortable, and then it gets to be like a dance, just of synchronicity. You say it, it appears just about that fast. And I have noticed that as well. And there's a lot of people looking to be comfortable, and you know, we're trying to seek stability and comfort and consistency. And it's so interesting. I moved back to
good.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it only lasts for a moment or two, because we don't realize that everything is changing constantly. So, but once you get in that dance of that co-creating and changing, the way that I kind of think it was meant to be, it's very fun and exciting. And it's very different than anything we've ever been taught in almost, I think, any culture, tradition, religion that you and I, you know, all of us that are listening have been raised.
And it's not about feeling, you know, because many people, oh, we just get to think positive or feel good. It's not about feeling good, because how many people are really satisfied with feeling good when you know that so much more is possible? You know, how can you be satisfied with just being comfortable, or when you are one of those people who just know so much more is possible? You know, you feel good and you go, okay, I'm bored, what else is possible? And then just being willing to go through those times of uncomfort can, you know, it's not always fun, but it just, you know, wow, boy.
It's exciting. It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
And what I've noticed is that, you know, there's a lot of resistance. I know people that say, okay, I'm going to ask these questions and what else is possible and what information is needed here? Okay, how does it get any better than this? And then they go right back and try to control everything in their life. So they don't get that you ask the questions of the universe, you let it go, you don't try to find the answers. It's about not having all the answers. We've been looking for answers our whole life. And we just keep thinking, like you said, if we find the right answer, then we'll be happy. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I know. And then we're never satisfied with the answer anyway, because it's answer is always just within our own definitions of what our heads, our minds can define, never greater than that. It's like visualization. It can never be greater than what your mind is capable of creating. So it can never be go beyond that. And asking a question is really like, okay, universe, bring it on. I'm willing to receive. And then you just allow it to show up differently than you thought. And just giving up that control, wow. It's daunting, and at the same time, you're so much more in control, just in a different
way.
And
it's a relief, and it's easy. It is about, you know, because, boy, it is hard work for us to struggle and be in pain and suffer. And when we realize how much it takes for us to feel like crap, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, exactly. It takes so much energy.
Oh, I tell you. You know, I was at an airport, tens of thousands of people in the airport, right? I'm trying to connect with anybody, you know, but nobody's looking at me. They're all in their Blackberries or their iPhones or, you know, anywhere but to be present with anybody. But there was one guy who was, he was doing the, you know, the screening of the, you know, where you take your shoes off and all that. And he starts singing. He's singing. He's working there. He's like, shoes, shoes. Don't forget your shoes. Step right up here. And it was adorable. My daughter and I were like, look at, oh, how cool. Wow, there's one person in here who's actually enjoying their job and being themselves. And, of course, the people in front of us, the man whispers to his friend, oh, can you believe that? Look at that guy, you know. It's like, again, like that's a wrongness. To actually have
like
some fun.
Wrong. Yeah. And that's what I noticed in my work. I started to have fun with my patients in psych work, and we started to laugh and have a good time. And, you know, there's this silent, unspoken rule where you don't have fun, you know, doing therapy. It's like, it's supposed to be hard work. It's supposed to be, you know, about you as a therapy fixing the patient's problems, and you're doing a good, you know, it's like you're doing a good job if you're taking it seriously, and if you're taking the patient's problem serious, that's supposed to be the right thing. And I'm like, wow, really? Is that how we look upon change and different possibilities? Is this the invitation we are? Wow. So what else is possible? So using these tools and just, you know, changing the way I worked, I had so much more fun, and I have so much more fun and laughing. And at the beginning, when I started to have more fun and laugh, I was like, oh, my God, maybe somebody's hearing me. Maybe my colleagues are hearing me laughing so loud. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, like how solid
are they
going to
think about me?
These doors. Yeah, exactly. So and just changing that and allowing the patient and me to just laugh and have fun, it's just so transformational and changing, just being the invitation, like, how, hey, it's okay to have fun. It's okay to you know, not have a problem. And you don't have to come here and create a problem so we have something to talk about. So it's just that little thing is also a different perspective. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so refreshing. And people are so, you know, what I noticed in the last two years that I've been doing these teleseminars and I've done radio for many years, but what I'm noticing, Susanna, is that people are so ready for something different. people and nothing's working. Everything in our lives is not working. And I think it's a blessing. And the good news is that I think the best is yet to come. And I think this is part of the change that we, you know, are looking for and have been waiting for. You know, another way to be on the planet. And I so far, I have seen many, many, many modalities. I've had, you know, just an array of different people on my radio show, you know, from Hay House Authors, people from The Secret, people that have been on Oprah. But this, nothing has resonated as much as what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, and you have some.
Yeah,
also I noticed on. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's so easy. Everybody can do it. You don't have to study to become a psychologist or a doctor or anything. You can just choose to step up and be you and you know, just say, hey, I'm looking for something different. Bring it on, universe. So that is also something that's kind of challenging for the system, but so empowering for the people to just know that, hey, I don't have to study 5, 6, 7 years to become some kind of expert. Because, guys, you are the expert already.
You already
is.
Have it. You have it. And what, you know, and the whole thing, too, about this, too, Susanna, is that that we don't have to know what it is. We don't have to know how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Just get to kind of start creating it by asking different questions like, you know, what's next for me or what would I like my life to look like? What can I add to my life today?
You don't have to know exactly what it is.
Right. So if people wanted to get some of those questions, can they go to your website and could they send you an email?
Sure. Yeah, send an email. That's the best way.
Okay. I'm not going to give your email out because it's too long. But beautifulyou.com is easier. BYOUTIFUL.com. Go to BYOUTIFL. Beautiful.com to find out more about Susanna Mittermeier classes that she has coming up. She is a great catalyst and a great change for the planet. She's one of our, you know, one of those light workers, if you will. Let's see, pioneers, wayseers, just like you are. Those of you that are listening,
mm-hmm.
that know that something's got to change, make a demand of the universe, and she can assist you with a lot of these tools and processes. And she's got a great website. She's an amazing. Beautiful woman, human being. My daughter and I met her in Costa Rica, and I'm so impressed with, you know, with what you're doing and with just the joy that the way that you carry yourself. And, you know, she's the real deal, you guys. And I'm only about the real deal anymore. If people, I don't care what they've done or written or how much money they make. It's like, you know, we want something new and different. And that's what this work is. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sheila. Wow.
Well, thank you, you lucky girl. You get to be with Dane and Gary and all those wonderful people. I'm so I don't want to say envious, but I kind of am. I mean, we were trying to get that. I'd love to be there. But I'll be there in spirit, so please send my love to them all.
Yes, you are. So are.
Yay. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with before we go?
Just the part of the website, you can also go to accessconsciousness.com, if that is easier to spell, and just write Susanna there, and you will also see the contact. So
okay, so go to accessconsciousness.com and then just type in your name, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's enough with Susanna. M is enough, and it comes up.
Okay, Susanna, S-U-S-A-N-N-A-M, and her name will come up in the list of classes that she has upcoming. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being the amazing, amazing Susanna.
And thank you, Sheila. And so, I met you in Costa Rica, and it's just, wow, the work you do, Sheila. And the invitation you are to people, it's like amazing. And you had this amazing class in Costa Rica about getting your message out. Thank you so much for what you do and what you are. Wow. Thank you. And to your daughter. Amazing daughter, too.
Yes, she is. Thank you. And that was hard to receive, you guys. Receiving does take a little time because we're not used to it. But okay. Take care, sweetheart. And bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All my listeners, sending you infinite love and appreciation. Until next time. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to